Previously with Martin Bester.
On the line is Jacques Delblanche. How's it, buddy boy? Are you good? How are you doing, my friend?
Well, good. Thanks, my bud. How's you doing?
Lekker, man. Last time we spoke was around about the birth of your son. When we were at your home, and this time around it's a little baby girl.
Indeed, yeah. Can you believe it?
Congrats. How did you put it like that? No. Congratulations, honestly, to both
Thank
of you.
I appreciate that very, very much.
What's her name?
Her name is Lila.
Lila and Shiloh, that's amazing. Dude, I cannot believe how it happened. Now, you decided on a home birth, am I right?
Yes, yeah, we did. We did. So with Shiloh, we obviously went to Genesis Maternity Clinic. So I helped deliver Shiloh as well, but obviously we had our midwives with us and we were far more prepared and we had guidance and all that type of thing. So that was rather handy, you know?
Sure.
This time around it happened slightly differently. But no regrets at all.
So how did it happen differently? So you obviously were all prepared. The midwife was supposed to be there, you know, to help you deliver the baby. And then what happened?
Yeah, well, in an ideal world, we went to a water birth and obviously a home birth. And we had our doula actually come here, I think, a few hours prior to the actual event taking place. Just to check whether everything was all right. And the thing is, currently my wife's contractions were irregular at that point. So 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 5, 20, nothing for a while. So she kind of just assumed that, you know, everything was okay and it was going to take quite a bit longer. Well, in her experience anyway. So she decided to go back home. And obviously, in the back of all our minds, we were begging her to stay, but not out loud. So she decided to go back home, and we kind of just rode the thing through, and one thing led to the next, and the contractions started becoming a lot more regular, so we kind of figured it was go time. And I mean, obviously at this point the midwives weren't here, nor was the doula, so we didn't have our pool set up. We had nothing set up, you know. We were waiting it out, really. Next thing you know, Cole was like, it's definitely go time. So I called the doula and the midwives and said, listen, get here now. And needless to say, they didn't get here now. And so it happened. My mother-in-law was with me at the time, and my mother actually came to the house as well. And we had a fire going, and obviously in the earlier hours, I said to my mom, you know, listen, Ma, I don't think this is going to happen for a while. You've had a lot of red wine. You can go to the couch, and you can go sleep in front of the fire. Don't worry, I'll let you know if anything happens, and you can come through. So when things started escalating as they did, I went outside because I'd obviously called the midwives, and I went outside to security and I said, just when people rock up here, don't have them phone me, just let them in, you know, because it's going to waste time. As I say, needless to say, they didn't rock up. I walked back into the room, and my mother-in-law my wife was on all fours on the bed, and my mother-in-law gave me this look. You know what a little child does when they go where la capella with their fingers? She looked at me with this pale face I was looking at, and she kind of did the where la capella thing with her hands and pointed, and she was like, Shark, I think you better get here. And so I did, and my daughter's head was right there.
Ooh,
I kind of don't even know how to begin to explain what was going through my mind besides complete and utter panic and shock. Because in all honesty, you know, you prepare for it. And once it hits you, you don't, you know, all of that information kind of flies out of your brain. Panic kind of set in. And at that point, you know, you're all on your own, obviously with my mother-in-law. And my wife, being the absolute pillar of strength and trooper that she is, just remained calm, and all her preparation had kicked in. Can you believe it? The one actually giving birth was calmer than the two behind her.
Can you believe it?
I had no idea what to do next. But I calmed down a bit and I said, Carl, listen, because I didn't know how long Lila had been there for in that kind of position. And I just shouted, listen, you need to push. And very calmly she said to me, Jacques, I cannot push. I'm not having a contraction. Would you calm down?
And so
I calmed myself again, and the next contraction arrived,
yeah.
And she pushed, and that's when Lila came, and myself and my mother-in-law caught our my little baby girl.
Jeez.
She had another little contraction, and she pushed again, and the next thing we had Lila, well, she was in my arms, and the doula came rushing through. And you can obviously imagine the shock in her face when she realized that, I don't want to say a swear word on air, but she had effed up quite.
I'm mad. The baby is here. Dude, that is so extraordinary.
Yeah, and then we were, obviously I was holding Lila, and I was still in complete and utter shock, and that's when my wife said, listen, can you just pass me my baby girl, please? It was honestly insane, but I can honestly also say it's just the most beautiful
moment.
Empowering
thing
that, sure. that anyone could imagine. And just again, hats off to my wife. She's just amazing. She's my hero, truly.
Oh, man, that is just amazing. Well, listen, love to Carl and to your entire family. Give your mama a big hug. I want to say hug, but elbow wave from me, whatever you do these days. I'm sure this is going to be a story that the little one's going to hear. Definitely on a 21st one day again.
Absolutely.
That is that you were there from the word go, man. That is just amazing. Love to your entire family. Thanks for sharing that story. It's just absolutely extraordinary, and welcome to the world, little Lila. That's amazing.
Thank you so much, my buddy. I appreciate that. I really do. Miss you lots, and thanks for the call.
Fantastic. I hope to see you guys soon. All the best to the family. Thanks, Jacques.
Thank you too, my buddy. Cheers. Take care.
Bye.
Ciao.
What an extraordinary story, man. Absolutely extraordinary. Jacques de Blanche and his wife, Coral. And then the baby came, and you got to do what you got to do. And they did it perfectly. And as you say, panic. just imagine. Like, you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You have seen it done. You know, they have told you kind of. But then when it's right there. And it's not just like any mundane kind of thing. It's bringing a person into the world.
No, this is not something to be playing with.
No, it's quite a bit of a responsibility. But Laka, thanks for sharing, Sean.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester is such an awesome guy.
First thing in the morning.
Absolutely love the guy.
Jacaranda FM.